Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. We're continuing our segment here with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. Virgo is where we're at, and a new moon. The equinox we'll talk about next week, because it just so happens we'll be talking about it on the equinox. Beth, tell us about this new moon and the good things that it can bring as far as challenges, changes, and new things.
Yes, I love the new moons. It's always kind of a reboot. You know, you get to kind of start your cycles again, and both the sun and the new moon are in Virgo, according to Western astrology. And what I'm seeing a lot right now is that, you know, for a lot of people who are on a fiscal year from January 1st to December 31st, mm-hmm. you know, we're entering the fourth quarter. And so for a lot of people around their personal finances or their business finances, this is the time when you're kind of looking at what you've done so far this year, looking at your year-to-dates, looking at your balance sheets, talking to any advisors or professionals that you work with, or the CFO or the, you know, accounting department or whatever, mm-hmm. and just kind of looking at, okay, where are we? Is this where we want to be? And doing any kind of fine-tuning. Especially if you're anticipating tax liabilities, now's the time to start thinking about that, so that you don't have to scream and whine and go through a lot of preventable drama in around tax time.
Because it's no fun to start preparing, say, January, say, 15th, you decide, I'm going to do my taxes. You do your taxes. You know they're not due till the 15th, but all of a sudden you owe this money. It's a whole lot easier going into the new year with a pocket full of change, if you will, if you've planned ahead. Or at least a plan, exactly.
Yeah.
Because January 15th, you have February, March, April, that's 3 months. Here you're at 4 months or
right.
3.5 months. I mean, it's a heck of a lot better. And even if you were to incorporate those first 3 months of the new year into that plan, it's a better plan now than
right.
it would be in January. So very, very fine, very good points there.
Right. I'm seeing a lot of people focusing on that right now. It's just a really natural time to do that.
And I think it's important to focus more on the new year than it is necessarily, although I know it's important for a lot of people, too, to focus on the holidays that are upcoming, too. I think that a lot of folks are beginning a shift, not so much away from the holidays as much as away from the high expense of the holidays.
Oh, yeah, we just don't have that luxury anymore.
Yeah.
And again, you know, speaking of holidays, the Jewish high holidays are around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Rosh Hashanah is on the 17th, Yom Kippur is on the 26th, and these are the holiest days
right.
of the year for
yeah.
a lot of people, and the new year for
right.
a lot of people.
And my mother's birthday is on Monday the 17th, and I wish her a very happy birthday. Beth, we're going to come back next week, talk about the equinox. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story.